According to official Russian documents obtained by the British weekly newspaper The Sunday Times, a large amount of radioactive material is missing from a nuclear waste storage site in the war-torn Republic of Chechnya. The Sunday Times published a story about the documents this week. It says that government officials in Moscow, despite public assurances to the contrary, are aware that quantities of plutonium-239, uranium-235, cesium-137, and strontium-90 are unaccounted for. Carrie Scott, the Sunday Times Moscow correspondent, says that Russian authorities sent a commission last year to investigate missing nuclear materials in Chechnya, and she says they know that much of this material was from one installation, the Radon factory and nuclear waste disposal site.
They know 900 cubic meters of radioactive material was stored at Radon before the outbreak of hostilities in November 1994, and they think about half of it is gone. But they're not totally sure how much of it is gone. They, in a document from the office of the Prime Minister of Russia, Viktor Chernomyrdin, they mentioned the disappearance and the unsanctioned removal of radioactive materials from the Radon site. But because the commission failed utterly in March 1995 to get anywhere near Radon, it's been difficult for them to establish exactly how much has gone. They're just guessing.
Now, this site, the Radon factory and nuclear waste disposal site, has it been a place where there was fighting in the Chechen War? Is it near Grozny, or what's been going on there?
Yes, it's not very far north of Grozny. It's about 8 kilometers northeast of a town called Tolstoy Yurt in the north of Chechnya. That has not been the worst hit place in the war. I mean, thank God, because if the Radon factory had been further south of Grozny, then I think it's almost impossible that it wouldn't have taken a direct hit at some time. Although, however, it's impossible to say that Radon hasn't been hit by a bomb, because the Russians fit so many things in Chechnya that very likely that will have had quite a lot of damage. And certainly in 1995, when the commission tried to approach the factory, they were banned from the area by Russian troops who said the fighting was too intense in that area.
If the area was under the control of Russian troops, does that lead people to suspect it's more likely that that this nuclear material, radioactive material, has gone into the hands of Russian soldiers than into the hands of Chechen rebels?
I think it's extremely likely. Certainly a lot of people in Moscow believe that's the more likely scenario, because there has been a great deal of marauding and stealing and selling of arms. I mean, the Russian soldiers are people who sold their own weapons to the people they were supposed to be fighting against. So I think that also gives you an idea of how, you know, sort of normal boundaries of what you might deal in have certainly disappeared by the wayside during this conflict. And certainly a lot of Russians think it's much more likely that it's the Russians who've actually nicked it and tried to sell it rather than the Chechens, because they think if the Chechens had it, they would have used it in the war, or certainly threatened much more directly to use it against the Russian troops.
Well, there's a cheery thought to assume that it's not in Chechen hands, because nobody's made a nuclear weapon out of it, yeah?
It's unlikely that anyone could make a nuclear bomb out of what they've got. They can certainly, but it's more of what is called a terrorist dirty bomb, something that could be used as a threat to people because of poisoning. I mean, if you inhale or ingest any of this, that can be extremely dangerous to your health. Also, it's extremely dangerous to people who are handling it, and unfortunately, it's very likely that the people who have stolen it may not have realized exactly what it was, but realized that it perhaps had some potential on the market, and it could be a nice earner, and certainly a lot better than sitting in Chechnya and getting shot at.
Now, do the authorities in Moscow trust their own inventory statistics and their own documents enough to make the conclusion that if whatever it might be, 450 cubic meters of nuclear material is not accounted for, that therefore it's missing? Or might it just be there, but record-keeping being so terrible that people don't know what's where?
Well, record-keeping is certainly a problem. I mean, only last week, Yuri Baturin, who is Yeltsin's top security advisor, admitted that Russia doesn't know how many soldiers it has in its armed forces. And if you can't count people, then it's probably, you can imagine how good the records will be on materials. certainly, you know, what happened in Chechnya, given that the Soviet authorities pulled out in 91, what happened between 1991 and the present day is definitely a very murky area in terms of dealing with, you know, what materials were left there and what happened to them. Besides, of course, given that, you know, Grozny has been totally destroyed, whatever records there were locally are almost certainly gone.
Well, Carrie Scott, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you.
Carrie Scott is Moscow correspondent for The Sunday Times.